everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Window, special World Cup edition. We are now halfway through exactly the 2022 FIFA World Cup, with 32 games having been played and 32 games left to go. I am delighted to be joined for this episode. My Brandon is in Qatar, so you're not going to hear his melodious tones. And I'm actually going to be joined by Tom Winch, and many of you might know him. He runs the International Football Fan page. Is that right, Tom?
That is correct. That is correct.
And you can find that, let's see, that's at @footy_matters. So go follow Tom. He does a great job. And yeah, we're really excited to have you on the show. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on.
Cool. So we're literally hopping on here right after the whistle just blew in the Portugal-Uruguay match. So yeah, let's start there. What give us your quick take on that match. Did you think it was a handball?
I'm one of those where I don't really know the handball law much. I don't think anyone does nowadays, to be honest. I thought it was very harsh, to be honest. His arm was under him. It was making a tackle. I did think it was very harsh, to be honest.
Yep, I completely agree. And the thing that bothers me the most is how long it took VAR to contact the referee to say, go look, when really, honestly, in my opinion, it shouldn't have been a penalty in the first place. So
absolutely, yeah.
That really added fuel to the fire. It took them way too long to make that call. Mm-hmm. You know, in the end, it doesn't matter. You know, Portugal with the 2-0 win, Uruguay, you know, I mean, maybe if they hadn't had the penalty, they would have had time to snatch an equalizer, who knows. But yeah, to be honest, and maybe this is how we'll go here, is we'll kind of start from the back and work our way forward. You know, Uruguay, with everybody having played two games, you know, Uruguay has been a little less than impressive. You know, they were a team that I pegged to do quite well in their group. I thought that they would beat South Korea, and they didn't end up doing that. South Korea looked pretty good in that game, and then in this game, they were too tentative. They really started off flat, and you know, I expected a lot more. That's not really how they got through qualifying. You know, when Diego Alonso came in, he really changed the system, made them very much more attacking than we're seeing, and so I'm not sure where the hesitancy is coming from and on his part to have his team go forward, but it's frustrating.
I completely agree with that. Yeah, I watched a lot of them in the qualifiers, particularly under Tabarez, the previous manager, and very, very bad towards the end of his reign. Right. Alonso, he was like a breath of fresh air when he first came in, and I really expected more from this Uruguay team. The reason for that is difficult to say. As you say, I just wanted them to go for it a lot more tonight. I think I just wanted to see them take it up that extra gear, yep. And they just don't seem to be able to do it at the moment.
Right, yep. So that's Portugal through. They've now qualified for the next round. The earlier games today. So Brazil also qualified through. They Casemiro with a sensational goal outside of his right foot, just smash it into the far side netting. Give me your thoughts on Brazil, Tom. How do you think they've looked so far? Are they your favorite to win at all?
They were pre-tournament. I think they still are. I think particularly first half against Serbia, and similar today, you always knew they could go that extra gear up. And when they're on it, they look really, really good. The depth of that squad is scary as well. The amount of players they can call on, you know, you've got Antony coming on after an hour or so. I still think they're my favorites, and what I've seen so far, I think they're looking very, very good.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's going to be, they're obviously going to be a difficult out. And so yeah, I mean, those of you who have listened to the show, excuse me, you know that both Brandon and I are pretty high, and Tom, obviously, you know, are all pretty high on Brazil. And yeah, nothing's really shown me any different, I suppose. You know, with Neymar being out, they're still able to put together a result. I think that speaks volumes. Switzerland mm-hmm. is not an easy team to beat. You know, they're a very disciplined side. And they're, you know, I think they'll really take it to Serbia. Serbia is going to have to really find a way to stop people from scoring goals. That seems to be their problem so far.
Very few teams letting three against Cameroon. So I think that just proves the point. Definitely.
Exactly. Let's talk briefly about, some of the other results that we've seen so far. Two in particular, and I know these two have probably had a lot of discussion in other shows, but I really do want to talk about them. So let's talk about Argentina losing to Saudi Arabia, and let's talk about Japan beating Germany. Tom, tell us, you know, when you saw those, when you were watching those games, did you think either of those results were going to happen? What were you thinking?
Not particularly when Argentina went ahead. I always thought once they get a goal, it's game over. It was just a case of how many. I actually missed the first 10 minutes of the second half. So I turned it on at 55 minutes and stunned to see Saudi Arabia was suddenly 2-1 up. It was such a strange game. I've really enjoyed Saudi Arabia watching them and the way they play. But yeah, I was stunned that they beat Argentina, but fully deserved. Yeah, I was really impressed with them.
Yeah, so Saudi Arabia, we're big fans of Hervé Renard on this show. And you know, I think you're starting to see why he's good at what he does. He's very good at a tournament setting and getting teams through. So you know, you counteract that, excuse me, recovering from a sickness here. But you know, you then counter that with a 2-0 loss to Poland, and you know, credit to Poland, they came out in that game and they had a clear game plan and were able to convert their chances. You know, and Saudi Arabia did create some chances in that game too. But you know, do you think that's a missed opportunity for them? Do you think the door's shut now?
I agree with you. You know, when they were 1-0 down against Poland, they could have easily equalized. They had chances, obviously the penalty miss as well. It's going to be difficult. I mean, Mexico, of course, have been underwhelming, as I think, I expected. I think several others I spoke to expected as well, based on how they were in the qualifiers. Who knows? I mean, they did beat Argentina, so who's to say that they can't get anything against Mexico? Even so, I do want them to do it. As you say, manager-wise, I'm a big fan of the way they play. You just think of what Renard did for Zambia at the AFCON in 2017. That was amazing, really. So I would like to see them do it. Whether they can, it's difficult, but I fancy them against Mexico, the way they play, that high line they have as well. I don't think Mexico, they do have the pace. But it's going to be an interesting game, that final one.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopping over then to another Asian team. So Japan, very, very kind of similar results, actually. You know, they were able to get a win over Germany. You know, they made some tactical changes at halftime in that game and looked pure genius, completely turned the game around. Germany could not respond. An absolute amazing result. And then they go and drop an absolute stinker against Costa Rica. And, you know, for our Costa Rica fans and Eddie, who we've had on the show, you know, he's, I don't think Eddie thought that Costa Rica was going to get a single win in this tournament. He certainly made it seem that way when we were talking to him. And so for them to get that win, you know, I know he's excited. But you know, there's some other issues with that team as well, but yeah, Japan just laying a complete egg in their second game, and that really opened the door back up for Germany, who tied 1-1 with Spain, which, you know, was a very cagey game in and of itself, as you might expect, you know, between two teams like that of that quality. Yeah, I mean, I feel like if we had seen more of what we saw in the first game from Japan, you know, when they played Germany. Really, they probably should have cruised against this Costa Rica side, which was absolutely smashed by Spain. So what did you make of that game, Tom?
Yeah, I was stunned with that defeat. And they shot themselves in the foot, because now that's left them in such a difficult position. I mean, as you say, the subs at halftime against Germany changed the game. The pace they have going forwards, really, really impressive. I did fancy them pre-tournament. I've, you know, a lot of their players as well playing in the Bundesliga. So I thought against Germany, they might be familiar with the way they're going to play. But against Costa Rica, they just seem to struggle against teams who have more players back. I think when the space was there against Germany, they exploited it really well. But against Costa Rica, they just couldn't do it. But even a 0-0, not a good result, but it would have helped them in the group. But now, having lost that game 2-2, well, I mean, I'm sure you'd agree, goalkeeper error there. He jumped very early for that goal. And now, even a point against Spain, which would be a good result, may not even be enough if Germany can get a couple past Costa Rica. And they've really shot themselves in the foot there by not even just drawing that game.
Right. Yep. Yep. It's going to be interesting to see how that one plays out, but you can't help a little bit, but feel a little bit, I think, for Japan after, you know, putting in such a great performance in the first game. And then,
Absolutely, yeah.
Total mental lapse. And you know, I guess credit a little bit to Costa Rica as well. You know, I think they came into the game against Japan with the formation change. And if I remember correctly, you know, they made a couple of player changes as well. You know, clearly it got them the 3 points. So
And to lose 7-0 in a World Cup game, that's always going to demoralize you a lot. So to come back and then 5 days later win that game,
right.
Yeah, fair play to them.
Yep, exactly. So yeah, let me ask you this. So what are other games that have stood out to you? I'll give you two, and hopefully don't take the ones that you're thinking of, but you know, I was pretty impressed with Morocco. I believe that game was yesterday. They beat Belgium 2-0. You know, this in our preview pod for Group F, we I was, I think, the only one besides our Morocco correspondent who was kind of high on Morocco. But, you know, that's a talented side, and they've really been able to come together quickly. And excuse me. And, you know, that's a good result for them. I think Belgium is a little overrated. I think, you know, a lot of people are keen on this being the golden generation, but to me, I feel like they're a little bit past it now. And I think we maybe saw that against Morocco a little bit. You know, they didn't really seem to have any answers. Kevin De Bruyne doesn't seem his normal self to me. I don't know if that's because of the stage he's on right now, or if that's because I really don't know what it is, but yeah, full credit to Morocco for coming together, putting together those results. You know, their coach looks like an absolute genius right now, and you know, it's all to play for them in the final game.
Completely agree. Yeah, I'm really enjoying watching Morocco. They took full advantage against Belgium. Defensively, they look really solid as well. They've got the fans there backing them too. I mean, a big fan, Naef Aged at the back. I'm a West Ham fan, so I know him quite well. Big fan of him. He's so composed. He's, you know, defensively, they're a really solid unit. I definitely think that they're going to win this group. I think the last game against Canada, I've enjoyed watching Canada, certainly. And even with the pressure off now, I still feel Morocco just need to win that game. You never know, Croatia may get a result against Belgium. But I generally think that Morocco are gonna win the group, and I'd love them to as well. I'm really enjoying watching them at the moment.
Yeah, so coming into this World Cup, I really felt like excuse me, you know, Morocco was definitely up there with the stronger African countries representing representing Africa, and they're really proving what I kind of suspected, and it's really good to see that. You know, it was, for me, it was kind of between them and Senegal. You know, the whole Mane situation, I think they'd be a completely different side if he was actually playing for them. I think that's
absolutely
a much bigger hole to try to gap than a lot of people maybe realize, maybe not, you know, being the superstar that he is. But yeah, really, really pleased Morocco, and they just look solid all around, right? You mentioned it earlier. Defensively, they look great. Offensively, going forward, you know, Ziyech just looks like a player having fun out there, which is exactly what you want from, you know, a world-class player in your team. Again, you know, they seem to be gelling really well. And yeah, the fans, as you mentioned, right? They have huge support there, which is, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing to see. Yeah, really passionate there as well about their football. So yeah, that's going to give them the extra edge, certainly.
Right. So I'll hand it over to you in a second. Give us some teams that maybe have impressed you. But, you know, the last one that I'll mention here is Australia, actually. You know, for them to be able to get their win, maybe their only win,
yeah,
against Tunisia. But, you know, it's been, I think I saw yesterday, something like 12 years and 12 games. You know, this is their first win So that's got to be exciting for them. I saw the scenes in Melbourne, everybody going crazy and celebrating, and so you can't feel but happy for all the Socceroos fans, so that was kind of a special moment that stood out to me in this World Cup so far.
And I didn't give Australia any hope. I haven't seen them in the qualifiers. I really did not give them hope at all in this tournament. But as yeah, a really good win the other day. Difficult to say. Denmark have been quite underwhelming so far. I expected a lot more from them. I thought they were going to win the group when the draw was made. But just avoid defeat against Denmark, and potentially they should go through. So I'll be rooting for them, definitely.
Yeah, I agree. Denmark has been somewhat disappointing. I really thought that there was a good chance that they'd get that third win over Denmark, in like the last year, or sorry, over France, in the last year. But France looks good. They look pretty good. I don't really know
Mbappe
what
has
else to
been
say
different
other than
class,
that.
yeah.
Everybody seems to be firing there. Excuse me. And it would be something really something if they could repeat. I don't think that's ever happened. In a World Cup, I don't think anybody's ever won it twice in a row. Do you know for sure?
I don't know. I don't believe they have back to back. No, I don't think that's been done before. So they usually have the winner's curse, of course, the last few years. So they've fallen clear of that already. So
Okay, so we've talked about a fair few amount of matches. Hopefully, I didn't take all your fire, but what games or what teams have stood out to you so far? Maybe good or bad.
certainly team-wise, I've been very impressed with Ecuador. The way that they've been playing, certainly. Ener Valencia has really hit a good run of form at a good time. Even in the World Cup qualifiers coming into the tournament, they looked really, really good. I mean, they hit Colombia for six in one game. Just the question was, could they bring it into the World Cup? They certainly have that draw against Holland. I thought they more than deserved that draw, definitely. And I think they're going to be a dangerous team. I mean, as an England fan myself, hopefully England can win the group, but there's a good chance if we do that we will meet Ecuador in the last 16. I'm very worried about that. I like the way the Ecuador team play. They've got a good spine to the team as well. So Ecuador have certainly impressed me a lot going into this tournament.
Love it. Yeah. So what's your prediction for that group, Netherlands and Ecuador?
So I think Ecuador will do it. As you say, Mane missing for Senegal is a big, big loss for them. I think with him, it could have been a different story. But ultimately, yeah, I think that last game, I think Ecuador will see it through. Netherlands should thrash Qatar, you'd imagine. So I do see Ecuador going through in second place. Potentially a draw against Senegal, but I don't think they'll lose it. I don't think Senegal have enough going forward to get that goal that could knock Ecuador out.
Love it. I think maybe the only group that we haven't touched on then is probably a group that you and I might be invested in Group B, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
I'm curious for your thoughts on that England USA game, and I'm happy to share mine as well.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of from a neutral point of view, very, very boring. Very limited chances, of course. Credit to the USA. I thought, particularly after England hit six past Iran, I thought that the way the US pressed, they didn't give England any time. I was very impressed with the way they set up, actually. I saw a lot of American fans not happy after the first game. I think there's been a common theme, just seems to be the USA not getting the job done when they've been leading games potentially. But no, I thought they played really well. England themselves, I've not had huge hopes for this tournament, really. I kind of thought maybe quarterfinals may be the most we could reach, but still, it's a group that I expected us to win, and ultimately, yeah, I have to say, hats off to the US, because I thought they stopped that England attack really, really well.
Yeah, so I guess I don't necessarily disagree, but to your point, you know, in that first game against Wales, yeah, the second half was obviously completely different. We didn't come out with that same fire, I guess, might be the way to phrase it. And we really just let Wales kind of get a grip on the game in the second half, and you know, that was somewhat disappointing because we wanted to win that game, set ourselves up real well, and now we're in a must-win situation. You know, I guess from my perspective, the game against England, I actually thought it was a pretty entertaining game. You know, the midfield for the US, I thought did pretty well to, excuse me, to kind of, I don't know if dominate is the right word, but you know, to influence the game, I guess maybe is the best way to say it. And I honestly was very surprised. I went into that game thinking this is a loss. So for us to come out with a point there, especially after England had put six against Pastor on, I was really pleasantly surprised. But I'm on pins and needles now because tomorrow is a big day.
It is a big game.
We have to win. Any other results, and we're done, and not ready to be done yet. I think we still have at least one more round, you know, for us. And you know, the flip perspective of this, and I know there's probably a lot of listeners, they're like, oh, you know, USA, they don't know soccer, blah blah blah, you know, but I actually work in the sport. You know, I work in a soccer office here for a state association. And you know, when the US performs well, and for us that would be moving into the next round, you know, it has a definite effect on the game here. You know, it gets people invested in the game and interested in the game, and that's, you know, for me, you know, that's what I want to see. And so, you know, I'm really hopeful that we can put together a good performance tomorrow and beat Iran. Iran is the game that I wasn't too worried about. Wales didn't get the result that I wanted. I wasn't worried about England because I figured it would just be a loss anyways. And then Iran has always been the game that I've kind of been terrified about because, you know, you can't discredit them. You know, they're a quality side, and they showed that against Wales. You know, that really strong performance. They got the goals in the end that they needed, and you know, they're going to be up for this game against the US, especially with all this stupid social media stuff that's happened over the last 24 hours.
It's a very, for me personally, it's a very difficult one to call, that one. It really is. Iran, I mean, against England, of course, they were torn apart, but they did such a good job against Wales defensively, and then to get them two goals at the end, it's a very difficult one to call. It really is.
Yeah, so we'll see. By this time tomorrow, I'll either be crying or laughing. I don't know. But I guess so. Give me your perspective. You know, as somebody in England, I'm assuming you're in England. I actually don't know that for sure.
Yeah, no, I am.
Yeah. So is there a lot of hype around this Wales game? Is this kind of a big rivalry or not so much? Which is bigger, England, Scotland, or England, Wales?
Definitely England Scotland
Yeah.
is the big one. Well, yeah, it's interesting with Wales. It's never been a massive rivalry. I think it's certainly, you know, England Germany, those kind of games are. I mean, a lot of the Welsh team were born in England. I think the majority of them were born in England, so I think for them, certainly, they look at that as quite a crunch game. And I think I saw a few of the players before the tournament saying they'd love to knock England out, and you know, certainly to beat. Maybe they took their eye off the first two games potentially, and had to focus on this one. So, but yeah, a bordering country, it's always going to be a bit of a rivalry, certainly. Out of all the three teams in the group, it was the US that I was always the most worried about in terms of where we were going to drop points. But as the Wales game edged nearer, I think, you know, they're going to be up for it. It only takes one moment of magic from Gareth Bale, to, you know, potentially get something. And if England's going forward are as like I say, I owe it to the US defensively, they were very good. But if England were as bad going forward as they were in that game, it could be quite a close game.
Yes. It'll be, yeah, all eyes on that, obviously, to harm. Okay, so I'm gonna throw a couple questions at you. What out of all the games that have happened so far, excuse me, what has been your favorite so far?
I think the Argentina Saudi Arabia one, just for the way the game went, that is the one that I think certainly stands out because it was just so unexpected. In terms of entertainment, I mean, today's been a really good day this morning. I actually kind of expected that the morning games would be quite boring, and as the day went on, it would get more exciting. It's kind of worked the opposite, really. I mean, that first game this morning, that 3-3, the way that Cameroon looked like they'd thrown it away. And then to get those two goals so quickly, that was a really entertaining game of football, that one. And the South Korea game afterwards as well. So today has been, I think, quite an entertaining day in regards to the games. Quite a few nil-nils prior to that we've had, particularly first halves. So there's not been too many standout ones, but I think that Saudi Arabia game and the Cameroon game today are two that certainly are in my mind.
Yeah, I love it. I actually think I think I agree. I think the Ghana Korea game was pretty exciting today. That was definitely a fun one to watch. And yeah, there's been so many games, just kind of scrolling back to
It
see what
does
I
feel like a long
remember.
time ago, that opener.
Yeah, the Saudi Arabia Argentina game was definitely a fun one. That game's on at 5 o'clock in the morning here.
Oh, wow. So you've been waking
So
up for all of them, I imagine.
that's right. Yeah, getting up bright and early. So that was definitely worth it. That was a fun one. And just purely out of, I guess, an entertainment sort of value, I would say Netherlands Ecuador was a fun one to watch as well. I enjoyed that game.
I go definitely with that one as well. Quite an interesting game, that one. Right at the end as well, the Netherlands. It took them a long time, but they got the job done.
That's right. Okay, cool. So I guess kind of to wrap up, this is kind of more of a shorter episode. I want to go through each of the groups and just kind of pick your brain, and you and I will give our predictions for who's going to get out of the group. So yeah, let's just start from the top. Let's go with Group A. So we kind of already talked about that. I think you said Netherlands and Ecuador, right?
Correct. Yep.
I'm gonna agree with that. I'm gonna agree with that. I really like Senegal. I think Ecuador is gonna come in hot to that game. They already have a point lead. If it's a draw, that's all they need. So yeah, I'll say Netherlands and Ecuador as well. Group B. So you go.
England's top, and I'm going to go for the US in seconds. Judging based on what I've seen against England from both teams, and if Weston McKennie has his shooting boots on this time, I think I think the US are going to win that game.
Get some good Harry Potter celebrations. That's his signature. Yeah, I'm gonna go England to beat Wales, top the group, and yeah,
Are you
I'll go
backing your
US.
boys?
I'll go USA as well. I'm gonna back my boys.
Good shout.
Our backs are against the wall. We clearly know what we need to do. I think we've played pretty well, except for that second half against Wales in the two games so far, and I think we'll be up for it tomorrow. So yeah, going to England, USA. Group C, Poland, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico. Yeah, go ahead.
Argentina to win it. I think they'll beat Poland. I think Saudi Arabia, Mexico, I'm going to go for a draw in that game, which would put Poland through anyway. So I think Argentina first and Poland in second.
Okay. Like it. I'm gonna go Argentina to I'm actually gonna go I think Argentina and Saudi Arabia are gonna be tied on points at six each. I think Argentina is gonna beat Poland. I think Saudi Arabia is gonna beat Mexico. Mexico just they just have really struggled. They've looked very poor. And I just don't think they're gonna be able to find it against Saudi Arabia, and so No quinto partido this time.
That real lack of a striker for Mexico is costing them a lot. No goals yet. That's very unlike Mexico as well. So yeah, yep. They're really struggling.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. Group D, France, Australia, Denmark, Tunisia. France is already through.
Yep, France through. I'm going to go for Denmark. I think they're going to break Australian hearts with a late goal. I think it's going to be one or two in it, but I think Denmark will get the job done.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that. I think Denmark. So I was really happy to see Jesper Lindstrom start the last game. I thought he brought an added dimension to Denmark. I actually did think that Denmark was slightly unlucky not to get a point out of that game against France. You know, France played very well, but I thought Denmark played a lot better than they did against Tunisia. So yeah, I think Denmark is just a step too far for Australia. But hey, maybe they'll prove me wrong. I don't know. So I'm going to say France and Denmark. Group E, Spain, Japan, Costa Rica, Germany.
Tight ones are cool. I think Japan and Spain will finish a draw. I think Germany will beat Costa Rica by a few goals. So I'm going to go Spain and then from Germany. I think that defeat to Costa Rica for Japan has just cost them at the last minute.
Yeah, I agree. Much, much to my dismay, because I was extremely hopeful after Japan beat Germany. You know, we kind of talked about it on our preview for this, that one of Spain or Germany wasn't going to get through. But I think that
I had the same as well. I had Germany to go out, but
I think you're right though. I think Spain and Germany are gonna move on. So,
mm-hmm.
Group F: Croatia, Morocco, Belgium, Canada. Canada's already out, so it's between the other three.
I'm going to go Morocco to win the group and Croatia to get second. I think Croatia will draw with Belgium and Morocco will beat Canada.
I actually agree with that 100%. Yep, totally agree there. Really, really awesome to see, by the way, Alphonso Davies score that goal for Canada. You know, being over here in North America, you know, there's... Canada hasn't had somebody to rally around like that for a long time, and so it's exciting to see him, you know, because he is the face of Canadian soccer right now. So it's really exciting to see him get that goal. So,
yeah, I spoke to quite a few Canadian fans in the lead up to the World Cup and the excitement and, you know, just seeing them there. It was really nice to speak to them. So that goal, I know that meant a lot. I'm a big fan of Herdman as well. And I think in 2026, 4 years, World Cup in Canada, of course, joint host. So I think they're really preparing themselves for that quite nicely.
Yep. Agreed. Let's go to Group G, Brazil, Switzerland, Cameroon, Serbia, group we saw today. Brazil's already through.
Yep. So Brazil already through as winners. I think Switzerland will get the job done. I think defensively they're too good. Despite Serbia's firepower, I think they'll get the job done there.
So I don't disagree with you, but for the sake of disagreeing with you, I'm going to go with Serbia, actually.
Have a change. Why not? Why not?
Yeah, just to change it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Switzerland, all credit to them. They're, you know, they were always going to have a tough game today against Brazil. And but they've looked good and looked stout. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what ends up happening. So, all right. And the last but not least, Group H, Portugal, Ghana, South Korea, Uruguay. Portugal's already through. So between the other three teams, what do you think?
Yeah, South Korea, I'll rule out. I mean, I don't know. You never know. Portugal are through. Are they going to make changes, rest some players, or are they going to keep that momentum going? I didn't give Ghana a hell in hope chance before this tournament. I really thought they were going to go home. No points, no goals. But fair play to them. They've you know, I mean, to score five goals so far. I think they'll do it. I've not seen enough from Uruguay yet. I've nothing tells me that they're going to go through. And as I say earlier, I think they're quite underwhelming, really. So, yeah, I'm going to go Portugal, of course, have won it. I think Ghana. I'm going to go for Ghana.
I love it. I love it. I am going to go with Uruguay, just because, oh, this is tough because obviously the Ghana-Uruguay matches has very, very big historical connotations with everything that's happened between those two teams in past World Cups.
Yep.
Ghana's definitely going to be up for that. I just think that Ghana defensively is too open. I think there will be an opportunity for Uruguay to get goals in that game. I think Uruguay hasn't scored any goals so far, and I think that's going to be the faucet that opens up the goal scoring for them. So I'm going to go Portugal, Uruguay. But if it's Ghana, I'm here for it. So
Same here. I
but
think, yeah, if once Uruguay get it clicked, I mean, that the attacking talent in that team, Nunez, Suarez, it's too good to not score goals. I think if they can get it clicked and get the rhythm going, I think they'll be absolutely fine. It's a strong squad they have. So yeah, as you say, it could go either way.
yeah. All right. Well, Tom, thank you very much for taking just a moment out of your evening there to hop on with us. We'll definitely have to have you back on again. This is kind of a shorter discussion. I'm in a bit of a time crunch here, but no, we really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. And for those of you, stick around after the end. I've got some audio clips from Brandon. He's over in Qatar. He was at the Portugal Uruguay game and the Cameroon Serbia game today, so he saw some really good football and is having a blast. And so he sent us some audio clips from sounds from the game, so you can hear that in just a second. And yeah, go follow Tom. He does a great job. And yeah, thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you all we'll talk to you all soon. We'll be back with another episode probably in the knockout stages at some point. So thanks everyone for listening.